Fitzgerald has led Senate Republicans since 2006 and has served as majority leader since 2010. In the past, he's overseen a caucus split between conservatives and more moderate senators, but several moderates retired this year, and this week, conservatives were elected to replace them. Fitzgerald told reporters today that will change the dynamic of the Senate.
You know, yeah, this, so you look around the room, I mean, it's a pretty conservative caucus that we have right now, and I think because of that, you know, you'll continue to see us look for reforms to make changes in Wisconsin to get the state in a better position in many different ways.
Fitzgerald says one of his priorities next year will be some kind of a tax cut with an emphasis on property taxes.
And just coming off the campaign trail, it's still something that people bring up all the time is just property taxes are too high, you know. And even though they've been stabilized, it seems like it's still something on people's minds.
The last estimates by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau showed the state budget headed toward deficit in the current fiscal year. Fitzgerald says he's confident an uptick in revenue will take care of that. Fitzgerald says he also wants to change the makeup of the state's elections agency, where decisions are currently made by 6 retired judges.
I mean, I wouldn't rule out the idea of going back to what we had before, which was appointees, you know, from the governor and from the legislature, and you know, people could criticize the old format because it was partisan, but the fact of the matter was it brought balance.
The difference is that in the past, those appointees were typically from both parties because Wisconsin government was usually divided. That's not the case now with Republicans running all branches of government. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.